Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bill's strength as a coach to me is developing players. You know, how you engage with them, how you inspire them, how you influence them, how you impact their development to improve. He's going to have success at North Carolina.
And that should do it. Obviously a disappointment for North Carolina, but for TCU, they dominated Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels. Our final score, TCU 48, North Carolina 14.
Obviously we have a lot of work to do.
Not talking about this.
This is WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, that was Nick Saban prior to last night's game between UNC, TCU, and he was right. Bill Belichick had success that first drive. They went up 7-0. Looked like things were going to be great. Big play in the run game, big play in the passing game. They're going to roll, baby.
Genius.
Rat-row.
Jasovacek is old.
It got ugly from there.
7 plays, 83 yards, opening drive.
Yeah. And then after that, they did basically... They went, the stat they were using on the broadcast, 2 hours and 12 minutes of real time without completing a pass, I believe, was the number.
They ran that correct.
2 hours.
Two hours. What they also didn't add was, in that time, also gave up multiple 70-plus yard touchdowns, gave up several picks, and were stuffed on, just about every run play.
See, that is the one good thing. If I'm Bill Belichick, no one can feel good. Like, there can be no finger-pointing on that team. The offense stunk. The defense stunk. Everything stunk in that game. So
it was a unit.
Bury the ball. Yeah. They could go back to the old days. Bury the ball.
I wonder how that's going to work. I just love the pregame interview with Holly was fantastic. You talk about uninspiring. It was the least. All college coaches know that whenever they get interviewed, that they are selling their team. They got to be salesmen. There was nothing about anything he's done, putting the depth chart with nobody on the depth chart.
Yep.
Saying that, you know, basically that, what are you looking for in today's game? Fundamentals and communication. Being just a bad salesman of your school is not the typical demeanor of a coach in college. He just doesn't. It just doesn't compute with him.
In 511 NFL games, you know how many times Bill Belichick's defense allowed 48 points or team allowed 48 points, Ted Johnson?
Yeah, never, not once.
It's a donut, right?
Now he's 1-for-1 in college football. He's coached once. He's always wanted to. Remember, he's always wanted to coach college football.
This is his dream job.
Dream job.
This is a dream job.
Better worry about beating Charlotte this week. Yes, Dan Ball.
So Teddy talked about how inspiring that he was, right? We heard from him pregame from Holly Rowe. Just for those that didn't hear it, again, get ready to run through a brick wall when you hear this.
Weird statistic. It is 34 years to the day that you debuted as an NFL head coach, and now you're making your debut as a college football coach. What's going on inside you right now? Excitement, nerves? What does it feel like?
I hope it goes a lot better in the game against Dallas and Jimmy Johnson. They crushed us. So hope it goes better than that.
So he's bookended his career thus far with crap.
Yikes. Against Jimmy Johnson, who some players on his team may not even know who Jimmy Johnson is. Like,
I just kept getting the feeling when you marry it all together, there was something that I'm probably going to make more of than anybody else. Every time they cut to Bill Belichick, it felt like he couldn't get his headset to work properly. He was looking down on his hip where the little box is, and he's fiddling with it, and he's looking up, and he's fiddling with it like he can't get, like maybe he's looking for Ernie. What channel is Ernie? Ernie doesn't work here anymore. What channel's Ernie, I said?
You know, the guy that always stands behind the guy with the headset?
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do.
No.
Like, does Bill want me to help him? Is he, he's should I help? Should I engage?
Should I
let
take
him do
the
this
keys
on
away?
His own? He didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah, and also, I just need to, I just feel compelled to ask, WTF was Jordan doing on the sidelines before the game?
See, that doesn't bother me that
she should,
much.
No,
it's because it's her. If she was a 67-year-old woman next to her 73-year-old coach making his debut in college, I think everybody would be like, oh, that's cute. She came down to give him a little kiss on the cheek.
Tar Heel sparkle pants?
It's weird.
Well, that she shouldn't be doing.
Tar Heel sparkle pants?
The difference between...
That's my new name for her.
Dressed like that on the sideline before the game, it's not a good look.
But it's always going to be weird. Anything she does because she's 24 years old, like... was it Max Johnson, Rob Johnson's son that came in, the second quarterback?
No, Brad Johnson's son.
I mean, Brad Johnson is the same age as her. Like, we're going to have these things everywhere. And I thought it was
interesting.
Doesn't
make it right.
No. I didn't say we made it right. Good, but these are
choices.
Brett McMurphy, a, like, legitimate college football reporter, makes note of that. Like, he's noting the age of his girlfriend compared to the age of his backup quarterback. Yeah. It isn't just, like, TMZ. Or like Ted Johnson, oh, Ted's got an axe to grind, or TMZ, they're salacious. No, regular college football reporters are just reporting the facts of the situation. His girlfriend is the same age as his quarterback, and that's a little bit weird.
And the facts of the situation, too, were that they claimed themselves as the 33rd team. This was going to be, you come to North Carolina, we're going to prepare you for the NFL. And TCU did a little trolling with that and basically said, you know, that they beat the 33rd team by 34 points, which was an unbelievable troll job, but... They kind of set themselves up. It was almost, I mean, there was so much attention, and Bill was going to change everything. And then right before the game, you hear Bill doing some interviews with not only with Holly, but who was the guy that did the play-by-play for
Herb Street?
No, that was color.
Reese Davis?
Carl Ravitch?
I think it was Reese Davis.
Reese Davis did a set one-on-one with them, and he was basically saying that we're not really that good.
Right.
Like, he was... downplaying.
Oh, the Saturday sit down on college game day.
Yeah.
That was, Bill had all the energy of freaking like Tom Petty in that.
Again,
like, he was just,
you're a college
flat
coach.
As can be.
Listen,
like,
to every college coach do interviews off the field, either halftime, before the game, at the game, and they're all selling their program. Bill has no desire to do any of that.
Well, the juxtaposition I saw that was alarming is Notre Dame. Their coach, and I'm drawing a blank on his name right
Freeman.
Now. Marcus Freeman he looks like Tiger in his prime. He's like a V shape. He's got nice pecs. He's young. His team loses, and he gives this fiery speech about what we're going to do next, and we're a good football. And like, and then Bill, with his, no disrespect to him, but he's a 73-year-old man with a interesting physique and big barrel chest. And like, those two people are doing the same job with the same group of kids around them, right?
Yeah.
They're both supposed to have high end players that can play college football that are smart.
Great
kids.
Recruiting tape, this was. A stadium that was empty by the start of the fourth quarter.
But only by the start of the fourth quarter. Bill, how was the stadium to start the game? Bill, how was it? You opened your post-game press conference with something interesting. What is this?
Well, it was a great, great atmosphere here for the game tonight. Fans were had tremendous energy.
That was the first thing out of his mouth. You know what that was? Him trying to take credit for the atmosphere. Him trying to say, look what I brought to this stadium.
Oh, you don't
even
think that's
true? That's exactly what he was
doing.
Here
we go. Belichick defender.
Andy,
come on, Belichick.
This is an absolute 100% truth and fact. That is what he was doing. Mm-hmm. Because he couldn't stake claim to anything on the field because that was so abysmal. They weren't getting their $10 million worth. But you see those stands? Hey, Chancellor, did you see that Michael Jordan and LT and Mia Hamm were in the luxury box for the last time this season because they don't want to watch crappy football for a second time?
Why can't he not acknowledge that without you saying, oh, he's trying to take credit for it? You sound so bitter, Andy. This guy has
the
brought
truth
you
is never bitter.
Six Super Bowls.
No, the truth can be bitter.
He's brought you six Super Bowls. In fact, you know how people say, you know, if it wasn't for Belichick, maybe Brady doesn't have a career. Andy, you may not have a career if it wasn't for Bill Belichick.
I had already started.
He
He dressed you down in the locker room one day.
Started.
You've never gotten old. Yeah, but with all that Patriots
success. I'd be
success,
living in a van down. No, it would have been a different route, but that doesn't mean it wouldn't have existed.
That Patriots success.
This idea that you have is so cult-like.
It was interesting, though, but the pregame was kind of hype. I mean, it looked like a Coldplay concert with all the lights.
Oh,
I thought it was awesome.
Oh, yeah. It was packed out.
Pat McAfee's down there.
They're doing the game day thing.
They said that Bill had his hands in everything from marketing to the songs that they play.
Oh, yeah.
To just whatever the pregame, in-game experience was, that Bill had his hands all over.
Interesting.
They got a bot.
That's the guy who used to not do any of that stuff, correct, or at least he claimed
it was correct. Do your job.
Maybe if he focused more on football and less on music, they wouldn't have gotten blown out the way they did. They would have been able to compete with another mediocre team. Also, Bill Belichick, you keep calling yourself the 33rd team. I got bad news for you. I saw the Athletic's updated rankings of college football teams. You're going to have to update it to you're the 76th team in college football, according to the Athletic. And you lost to the 50th team. This was a 50 versus 51 matchup. They were both supposed to be very mediocre, non-playoff.
UNC is supposed to be better. They had the ninth-ranked transfer portal recruiting class in the league, and they had 70% turnover. So most of their team is new, but most of their team were players that were considered a top-10 transfer portal class. And that was the product they put out.
Well, didn't it go back to, like, they also had, like, the 80th ranked roster? Like, way back in the spring or early summertime, the roster rankings came out, and they were much lower.
Well, yeah, because we thought, number one. He brought in a crap ton of players after spring practice. After they finished spring practice, he hit the transfer portal
They were bringing in guys as late as a couple of weeks ago. And also, okay, let's go back to Saturday's game. You got Ohio State, Texas. It's a barn burner, kind of a snooze. 14-7, Matt Patricia, you know, puts Arch Manning at a Hurt Locker Saturday at the Horseshoe. And then there were all these tweets like, whoa, if Matty P could do that to Arch Manning in Texas, wait till you see what Belichick's going to do to TCU Monday night. Isn't defense supposed, correct me if I'm wrong, defense is the calling card of the Belichick family at all incorporated?
Used to also be tackling, but that wasn't very good in this game either.
TCU knew where every defender was going to be on every running play and just kind of parted the Red Sea or the Blue Sea over and over. Belichick giving up multiple Ray Rice touchdown in 2009, multiple of those.
When you give up multiple long runs on defense and then offense is giving pick sixes and scooping scores, like, that's about as ugly as you can get for a football team.
Stop the run. They averaged less than 2 yards per carry, and they gave up over 7 yards per rush.
So let me just ask you this, though. So he famously said, or infamously, probably not that famous, to Ben Volen when he went down there, like, later in my career, there were too many people involved, right?
Yeah, got the owner, you got the owner's son, you got the owner's son's friend, you got
which
this.
Which is funny because
it's hard to have one vision.
It seemed like you didn't. It actually seemed like less people were involved. A lot of people internally said Bill was doing more and more, wearing too many hats. In fact, his son told me that once. My dad still wears all the hats. So he had full control, and he's got full control at North Carolina, right down to the music, right?
Yep.
And over the last 5 years, can't win to save his life, despite, you know, moving around, trying to do it different ways, different quarterbacks, transfer quarterbacks. Like, I just look at it, and it's hard to not think. This is a sample size, Stiz, that isn't just one game. It isn't just 1 year.
Because I was just about to say, it's one game.
Did you watch the Patriots his last couple years? Did you watch those?
Did he buy all the groceries? Did he want Mac Jones?
Absolutely. He did everything he wanted. Don't buy into these narratives that he had no... Poor little Bill Belichick. They ran him out of town because he had no control.
I'm not saying he had no control.
He did what he wanted.
You think that comment about the owner's son,
you don't think
there's any truth to that?
And if anything...
That Kraft and
Mac Jones took him to the playoffs for the final time in his NFL career, and then he tried to break Mac Jones by hiring a defensive coordinator and a special teams coach as his coach. Yes, Dan Ball.
On behalf of my client, so you're using the 23rd, 24th, 25th season of the Belichick era to compare to one game of UNC football of the program he just inherited?
Isn't that the most recent sampling we have?
Guys?
The 73-year-old first year at North Carolina, the 70-year-old in New York. That's the sampling. Should I compare it to when he was 47? Would that be a more apt comparison?
To when they were well under 500 in the first season that he was there? Yeah.
Oh, so I should compare it to when he was young and had his fastball, not to whatever he is now and doesn't even know how to work his headsets on the sideline of a college game.
You shouldn't compare it to the beginning of his inheriting of a program. Yes, you should.
I thought it was what have you done for me lately. I thought we compared to normal things. Like, Ted Johnson, are you the same person you were when you were a Patriots linebacker in 2003, 2004?
No, definitely not.
Or are you a different guy now?
I'm a different guy.
You're a little sore sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe when we're at the NFL draft, I have to go get the car and pick you up because you can't walk back to the car.
Right, yes.
You could have left that
this
off
got,
there.
This got highly specific.
2004, Ted Johnson could have walked back to the car, I
Come
believe,
on, Teddy,
in that
call
situation.
Him small. No, call him short.
Nope, he's actually right on that one. I can't argue with that. But, I get your point.
So, like, what you compare people to is who they are now. Like, that's just the reality. And Bill Belichick, over the last 5 years, hasn't been a good football coach. And if you read, I don't know if you guys read, I didn't put it in the rundown today. There was a long story on ESPN detailing the infancy of the Bill Belichick regime at North Carolina and how they fired everybody and then realized they had no idea how recruiting worked, they actually had to kind of grovel and bring back some of the people they fired to help them get through the early stages of recruiting and what the rules were. And then even high school coaches say he's improved. But, like, when he first started visiting in January, February, whenever it was a debacle. It was clear he didn't know what he was doing. He wasn't really prepared for the situation. They were in over their heads a little bit early on here. That doesn't mean they can't fix it. They have a very good recruiting class, by all accounts, for 2026, right? Like, I'm not saying it's dead and buried. I heard Rich Keefe today say, this is one and done. Bill Belichick's one and done. And I originally thought he might be one and done at North Carolina. But I don't base that on last night's loss. If he really wants to be in it for the long haul, get more talent. I thought that was the biggest takeaway
last
night.
Though?
They didn't have as much talent. They were not as talented as TCU. And if you're not as talented as TCU, then what the hell are you going to be when Clemson and some of those other schools start coming to town?
Yeah, but there was some bad coaching, too. I mean, they never changed that wide receiver for TCU. Jordan Dwyer, who had, 10 catches for 150 yards. They never changed that they couldn't make adjustments in the running game. Why didn't they have Max Johnson start the game as opposed to
Gio Lopez?
Do they know how to evaluate their quarterbacks? Because Max Johnson was hell of a lot better than Gio Lopez. So you wonder, are they even making the good decisions in the evaluating their own talent that they have?
It looked like the game looked like a tryout for UNC players.
Oh yeah, it was like Kirk Herbstreit was right. They're bad.
Yes. Kirk Herbstreit was caught on a hot mic dropping a word we can't say on during the daytime here on WEEI. And then he sort of tried to cover his tracks today on social media. Just own it. You're just being honest. You said what we all thought. This is blank.
I texted my son it like we're watching the game. Like, everybody was watching. Everybody has eyes. You can't blow smoke up their skirt or whatever the hell Ted likes to say when they're watching that performance. You weren't a good football team. You threw a pick six. You had a scoop and score fumble. You're giving up 75-yarder, and you're right, Ted. They ran the same run play twice to equal success.
Oh,
like,
my
exact
goodness.
Same run play, and it's like, fool me once, shame. Oh, you got me again,
They did. They ran it to the right side, killed him. They ran the left side, and they were running the same draw play on 3rd and 13 that the Patriots did for how many years?
Classic.
It was a 1-for-11.
Playing all the hits.
That was brutal.
They're bad.
They're bad.
They're bad. And now, Kirk Herbstreit has tried to say that was like a conversation in his ear, producers, something. Now, my theory is, let's just say that's true, Kirk. I think they were making fun of Bill or the producers in your ear were making fun of Bill or Jordan or saying something inappropriate. And you either way, I think Kirk Herbstreit was referencing something that reflects poorly on Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Either the on-field product.
No doubt.
Or what people are mocking him for behind the scenes.
And guys are afraid because they think, Bill has this power. Or if they say anything bad about Bill, that'll come back to hurt him or bite him because he's got all this power. That's what people in the industry think.
I tell you who doesn't have that fear. I can name one person. I don't know the person's name. Whoever runs the TCU social media account.
Oh, they were cooking.
They were relentless. Bad. It wasn't a one-off. It was four or five of them.
I thought UNC did their own troll job on Bill. You know what that might be? Like, what was interesting after the game?
The balloons?
Yeah.
Well, they were expecting victory.
So what did they
might want to get up.
Did they lose the game in the last minute, or did they know the game was over at halftime and could have taken them down long before he stepped on that stage?
Ted, Jordan was not letting that get taken down.
I was going to say was 100% Jordan.
That was
going to,
blew those up herself.
Really?
Party City or, whatever. Yeah.
And you don't
Tar
think
Heel Nation.
She should have known to maybe take those down? What a bad look that was.
It was terrible. Like, it looks AI generated.
Like, take the balloons down. You got your asses kicked. If you win, you keep them up. You lose, you take them down.
Didn't you just tell me Bill Belichick has a hand in everything?
So did he approve the fact that it looks like a prom set.
Bill Belichick allowed balloons to be arched over his post-game press conference.
Oh, my God. You guys, the mental gymnastics you, don't think that's you people do
hypocritical
to
what he was?
Ascribe everything. This guy is to be blamed for everything.
It literally looks
everything.
Like enchantment under the sea,
oh,
for
my God,
sakes.
It's raining today. Blame Bill Belichick.
Who
oh
should I blame
God.
For the balloons that arched over Bill Belichick's head during his post-game press conference?
If I had to guess, it was not Bill Belichick.
Oh, he had no idea they were going to be there. I got to tell you, the old Bill, the New England Bill, who focused on winning, I think would have ripped those down by hand before he took to the microphone. He would have grabbed them and started popping them before he said a spoken word.
I doubt Bill's picking songs too. Like whoever ascribed that.
That's
to
what
him
they
earlier.
Said on the telecast.
That's just what they're saying on the telecast.
Bill picked the music for pregame and in-game experience.
Calling ESPN liars.
But either way, I mean, Michael Jordan's at the game. Randy Moss is at the game. It was a good look. I'm not saying it was a great look. That
you gave up 48 points in the most embarrassing loss
every
of the
home,
weekend.
Every home game is sold out. Yes, I'm not sitting here
trying to
say.
They sold out last year's home opener, too, so I don't want to hear it.
I asked you that earlier, and you weren't sure.
They came to see Mac Brown and whoever the hell else was on that team last year.
There's more eyes on UNC this year than there was last
year.
There was.
There was.
No, there is. There still is. 100%.
We'll see. Those are going to be
dissipating.
Wait, hold on. We need to get to the bottom of this.
And ACU is going to kick TCU.
You made a bet. You made a bet with Stiz, season long, one of our beer bets and our running show bets. And what was it again?
A 30-pack was on the over-under of 7.5 wins. Mm-hmm. Stiz believes they will win more than 7.5 games, so he's taking 8 or more wins. I'm taking 7 or fewer wins. Mm-hmm. I, being the bigger man in this rare situation, am going to say if he – you know how your gambling apps sometimes give you a payout, a buyout? If it's trending a certain way, they'll give you
Parlay's
a little cash
looking
out.
Good. You want some money?
So, Stiz, instead of a 30-pack, I will allow you to bring me a 6-pack tomorrow. A mere 6-pack will buy you out of this bet. So just bring me 6 beers and don't worry about the 30-pack.
So I can buy you out and then we're good.
Yeah, we move on. You bring me a 6-pack tomorrow and you owe me no more beers as we watch Bill Belichick's team win like 4 games all year.
Absolutely not, Andy. I am loyal to a fault. If I'm going down, I'm going down with the ship. Max Johnson will start next week. He'll throw another tutty pass to his brother, which was an awesome moment.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
moment. Garbage
time.
By the way.
Garbage time.
No, it's not over. A lot of season left, boys. A lot of season left.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, there is
God
a lot
love
of season
you.
Left.
God love you.
Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, one of Bill Belichick's former quarterbacks, one of his former backup quarterbacks, Brian Hoyer, is going to join us. We talked to the quarterback of the Patriots. Now we talk to the best analyst in town to talk about the quarterback. Brian Hoyer up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.